There are several portraits that show the surrender of General Lee to General Grant at Appomattox. Those scenes usually display a small table on which the surrender documents were signed. When the ceremony was complete, who ended up with that historic table? The answer may surprise you on this edition of The American Countryside.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Many people only know George Custer for the Little Bighorn. They don't realize he was an accomplished leader in the Civil War.
He rose through the ranks very quickly, but he would graduate at the bottom of his class from West Point. You know, he had so many demerits. But he went from captain to brigadier general literally overnight.
Andy Clark shares the story of the Custer family from the Monroe County Historical Museum. As a general, Custer soared above others to lead his men in battle. Literally.
He was one of the first aeronauts, kind of doing aerial scouting, trying to see positions of the Confederate Army, and that was one of the things he did a little bit of. He was just kind of a very interesting character.
Custer on several occasions used hot air balloons to survey the field. Custer was present for the final battle at Appomattox and even brought home one very important piece of history.
After the battle at Appomattox and the surrender, when Lee surrenders to Grant, General Sheridan acquired the table that the surrender was actually done at. He gave it to Custer's wife, Libby.
That historic table remained in the Custer family until given to the Smithsonian. Custer's service, of course, continued well after the Civil War.
He was one of those people who happened to be where the action was, and that's kind of something that happened throughout his entire military career. Unfortunately, at Bighorn, it kind of ended tragically for him.
He did head west, and many family members joined him on his military expedition. The story of that infamous battle is next time as we travel the countryside. In Monroe, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.